Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
Stop in and save big money on your next outdoor lumber project now at Menards. Menards has the largest selection of AC2 pressure-treated lumber and decking, and it's easy to load in our outdoor lumber yard. Plus, you can get free estimates fast with our deck design program in-store or on Menards.com. Check out our weekly flyer for more great deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
I believe innately that Black people have a higher level of compassion. They have a higher length of even what they
That's been weaponized against us a lot.
That's what I'm saying. So, and even when you come from a mineral rich land, like, you know, Africa, you share. It's these ideas, it's these thoughts. As I study, I'm like, we didn't want to own the land. We worshiped the land. When the land gave to us, we gave to it.
It's the motherland.
Right, but then there became these concepts, you know, when it came out of whether it's the lack thereof or famine, or that people, I need my own. And then those same principles are now that we didn't naturally have are embedded into the people that live here in these states. And that's where I believe if we can get back to that space, like I said, of spending so much time, man, when you go over there and you see everybody look like you, it ain't, you can't say somebody treat you wrong at the airport because you Black. Nah, nigga, we all Black. Like, so now, there you gotta shift your thought process. Right. Like, oh, nah, he was just an asshole. Like, and then 100%. We just keep it moving. So then when you strip yourself of those ideas of like blaming the white man for everything, I feel like we're gonna ascend even greater, because there's this imaginary cloak of oppression that we feel is over every situation that we have. And I would love for us to remove that, you know what I mean? Because I walk in, it's like I said, we've been programmed to not walk in our regalness in this country. But when you go to Africa, you straighten up a little differently. You know what I mean? Because it's all yours.
This where we go back to media again, because we have to be programmed to that regalty. We have to see it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And when you don't see it, you don't develop that attitude towards self and your brother.
Yeah.
And your sister and the world. Right? Yeah. So.
And that innate low frequency of conflict is still there. That's the, even that, sure. That existed in Africa. So that conflict or competition then, but poured on with someone telling you you're less than, creates hate and animosity.
Well,
and division.
You don't have anything. Control anything. It's not even so much about ownership, but control.
Yeah.
To where, you know, so let's say we go to Africa, right? Because I believe that it's the ethnic differences that become the biggest separators, not the racial.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? And we focus so much on racial, which is such a surface, shallow way of viewing things.
It's not even real.
Right? It's the ethnic differences that are real. Like your values, right? Your mission, where you live, the way you view God, right? That's going to be different than me.
Yeah.
You feel me? So it's like, I use that example during the Drake and Kendrick beef. It was an ethnic, right, battle. Right. When he called him out as a colonizer, if you will, he was not going at him for being light skinned. He was saying that you are a Canadian man. Right. Yeah. That is half Jewish and or Jewish, not half Jewish, full Jewish, but half white. Yeah. You feel me? And you have a Black American father, but culturally we're different.
Yeah.
Right. Which is true.
Yeah.
And most people don't even know the definition to even know what subscribe like. Ethnic group that they're a part of. And there are different ethnic groups within the so-called Black community.
Right.
So we don't really look at it because it's not broken down, but that's where our tribes are.
Yeah.
Right. And so our conflict is that we act like we're all one tribe, Right. We're many tribes, and you get mad at this person because they're from a different tribe and they're doing their different things.
Yeah.
That's a part of their ethnic group.
Yeah.
You feel me? So, like, when you go over Africa, because I was over there, I had sat down with Freedom. He's currently running for president out there.
Okay.
Right? So we changed, like, the we helped change the visa requirements out there in Ghana.
Yeah.
Ghana, Rwanda, I think Kenya, a couple other different places. But it was like, when I went out there, I had that same experience. Like, it's kind of like the first time I went to Atlanta.
Yeah.
but we run this. Everybody is black, right?
Yeah.
But the concept of black is not the same.
Yeah.
Because they look at each other, you may be an African brother, but ethnically, where are you from?
Like,
you feel me?
Like, they don't even like calling themselves Africans. Mm. They call, like, I'm Nigerian.
Right, I'm Ghani.
Yeah. Yeah.
Maswani, or whatever it may be. But that's where, when I go out there, I feel the most American.
Yeah.
Because I'm bringing all of my ethnic, right, and my culture with me.
Yeah.
But then I also bring my armor.
Yeah.
Right. And it's like, damn, I don't even know if I need this armor right now. You feel
right,
me?
Yeah.
And that's why I start to feel a little crazy. And that's when I'm out there and I'm like, I felt when I was in Ghana, that's where I felt the furthest from the problems.
Mm.
Right. And I felt like I was in an echo chamber in America.
Yeah.
To where things are louder than they have to be.
Yeah.
Right. It's like you only hearing this because you're in a house that the argument is in. But if you step outside that house, then it disappears. You close that door. But you still decide, you go across the country, but you're focusing on the argument that's happening in the house.
At the house.
And it's like, no, there are billions of houses. You know what I mean? And when I went out there, that's where I was like, wait a minute. First of all, I was like, why am I going back?
Right.
Because that's where I say America's where you work and outside America's where you live.
Mm.
Right? Because we know how to work. We make money. But out there is living. It's joy. Right? We eat out here to get full. They eat out there to feel. It's like, it's a completely different purpose.
Yeah.
So being American, though, from the standpoint of our American experience, right? Because I do subscribe to the fact that, right, every, like, the American experience that we have as a people out here is valid enough as an identity across the globe.
Yeah.
Right? And it has to be recognized versus, it makes people feel displaced when you go out there and they like, where are you from? And I told you where I'm from.
Yeah.
And they're like, no, they're trying to get me to probe deeper as if my connection that I already have ethnically is not enough.
Right.
So we can learn from you just like you can learn from us. And then there's a trade off with both.
Yeah.
And it's we don't have many movies and documentaries and things of that nature that showcase us enough. Right. You use the word frequency a lot. And I always say what you do frequently becomes your frequency.
Mm.
Right. To where it's embedded in us as an identity.
Yeah.
People don't know John Horse. People don't know American black heroes.
Yeah.
Right. We have the whole cowboy thing going on, but that comes from black horsemen.
Yep.
Right. So there's so much that we don't know about our last 500, 600, 700 years.
Yeah.
And we skip over that to find connection. But you can't find connection unless you follow the proper pathway. You got to go through your genealogy. You have to go through, like, where's your ancestry on your father's side and your mother's side, who they were, connect to their spirits.
Yeah.
Right? Then move throughout the world with that energy.
Yep.
But you can't go out there looking for yourself. You're going to always be lost.
Like you said, I vibe with my tribe. Tribalism is a real thing, and it's innate to us. And that's how we identify one another. And, you know, I believe, I'm a soul believer with everything that you're saying. It's just that, we're not taught that.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like I said, I would, hands down, as much as I love the experience of the continent, I love nothing more than to be American. You know what I mean? I love the fact that I'm American and that is my tribe. You know what I mean? And that's, you know, the makeup of when I talk about the pride that I have of being an ascendant of enslavement. Is like, man, look what these people went through. Like, you can even go to biblical times. It's the same thing that the Hebrew people went through. It's just and to where you can overcome that. Now we, and that even, you know, when you want to be a overcomer of enslavement, you know what I mean? A OC, OE, you know what I mean? Like, because whether we ascending or overcoming, you know what I mean?
These acronyms are starting to feel like pronouns.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, what are you? I'm a OCOE, I'm a AOE, I'm all that.
Begging.
Yeah. But nah, but it just goes back to that root of like, man, look at the, how low, how just dehumanized this our tribe originally was and what we, how, look at where we sit today. And it's just the beginning. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? When you see all that we're doing, and like not even the billionaires that are in front of us, like think about those billionaires' children that that are now in these Ivy League schools, that are now being educated in a way with the understanding that removing the programming that we had from the public school system, removing the programming with us, you know, Black people are health conscious now. Mm. You know what I mean? And showing how to make healthy food taste delicious, because before all we had was the scraps and we made that taste delicious. So it's easy to now that we have our own farms, we have our own, you know, cultivation of whatever.
Introducing WonderSuite from Bluehost.com, the tool that makes WordPress wonderful for everyone. Website creation is hard, but now with Bluehost, you can answer a few simple questions about your business and goals, and the WonderSuite tools will automatically lay out your WordPress website or store in minutes. Seriously. From there, you can customize your design, pick your brand colors, and add blocks. No custom theme or coding required. You'll get content suggestions that you can keep or revise. And with Yoast SEO built in, we automatically help you get found in search engines. From step-by-step guidance to suggested plugins to an AI-powered help bot, our built-in tools make WordPress wonderful for everyone. Whether you're a beginner or a pro, you can join over 2 million Bluehost users. Go to bluehost.com/wondersuite. That's bluehost.com/wondersuite.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Synovus.com.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
We want to ingest. You know what I mean? Like, we really about to start building these kingdoms again.
Do you believe that the mindset of those who have, you know, ascended poverty into, you know, a 1% class, do you think, because when you look at histories, right, it's going to be based on these bloodlines.
Yep.
Right?
It always has
and
been.
And the information that's in that bloodline. Right?
Yeah.
The power that's in that bloodline, you know, you got the royals out there.
Yeah.
You feel me? And they really believe that, right, the power was in that bloodline and they didn't want to mix that bloodline because they believed that it was going to take out whatever power that they was inheriting. Mm,
right.
So I really think about the intentionality, because a lot of things, that there's no greatness by accident. Right. There's no power by accident. There's no control. Right. A civilization is literally an order of structure. Right. Of rules that have a continuation. Right. And so when we think about it in America, there has to be a level, a high level of intentionality.
Mm.
Right. That the families, if the rest of Black America to look at to say, OK, we see the value and the purpose of this.
Mm-hmm.
You have to know that there's a mindset behind that, that there's an intentionality to build out generations to come,
right,
that have the right morals, that have the right values, that have the right guidance inside of them, so that, you know, you can say, okay, I see that those who will inherit the wealth of the future will also inherit the values to commit to a vision for a better future.
Yeah.
Because you don't want them to, you know, you have the money, but you are just like, you know, the rest of the families that just decide to say, well, we are part of this 1%. This is my tribe.
Mm. Man, that's some harsh truths to that. Because at the end of the day, going back to just the laws of the universe, I mean, it's the It's the survival of the fittest in that sense, in which that's another reason why I just praise, you know, our people here, is because we've shown that we can survive, you know, and thrive. And
yeah, thrive and, is the is the optimal. To survive is like, we got to now get way so past survival to the point where we shouldn't even use it no more because the primary thing we have to be focused on, and this is where we kind of lack, right? So if you look at the founding fathers, they all between, they in their like 20s and 30s.
Right.
These are like young men that decided to get together and we are going to lay down the law.
Right, right.
So, you know, there's this La Costa Nostra. This is this thing of ours that we take ownership over, right? To where you're in position, I'm in position. There's different people in position that you know every.
Right.
But we think about, and this is where this word intentionality keep coming in, because there are builders in the world, right? World builders who have power, who have wealth, who have knowledge. The problem with all of us now is not that we don't have it. We're just not connecting and communicating.
Right, right, right.
Right. So we watch each other more than we work with each other, right? Because that's what we tell each other. Oh, I've been watching. I like what you're doing.
Right, right.
We don't have zero going on together.
Facts.
And if I was the devil sitting back, I would love that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because you're watching this and you say, all these people are decentralized. They have no points of connection that strengthen these lines to say, oh, that's dangerous because I can see where this is going to go.
Yeah. The author of confusion. He want to keep us separated.
Right. And so this is where some wars are necessary in the culture, right? It's like, I deem the Kendrick and Drake beef to be necessary, right? Because, you know, culture is ruled by commerce right now.
Yeah.
And there's the confusion about industry and about culture.
Right.
And, right, there's arts for the money and there's arts for the movement.
That's interesting, man. I, again... If I zoom out on that, because I see the cultural aspect of it, but I feel like a lot of it fabricated on both sides, because ultimately it is a distraction. You know what I mean? When we know the mission.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, that's entertainment, and that's good. And my thing is like the fact that we gave it so much of our energy.
Well, that's social media.
Yeah. But we gave it so much of our time. And I love it. I love the... Like I said, I love seeing two gladiators go at it. And, you know, we were able to cheer and ride for the one we love. But really, what is the ruler, the king who set this bout up? What is he really up to?
Well, you know, so he's collecting that. That's where...
Because I feel like Drake has the same sentiments that Kendrick does, and Kendrick has the same sentiments that Drake does. That's why the battle
I was with
good.
You. I was driving in the same car. made a different turn than I did.
No, I'm saying, let me tell you why. And the crazy thing, my brother Ye actually said this, but nobody really paid attention. They both got the same master.
Yeah, yeah, the Lucian Grain.
Yeah, and even like the...
The Universal Music Group.
One of my record labels that I own is through Universal Music.
Yeah.
Like, but when you realize that, you know, in this day and age, there's only three real record companies.
Mm.
You know what I mean? And you got Universal, you got Sony, and you got Warner, the WEA system. Those are the
conglomerate.
And when we zoom out all of media, we know it's only six companies that own all of that.
100%.
And as we sit here and we have more power than ever before, but it's almost like let's plant the right seeds.
Yeah.
Because this isn't our land. They letting us get some fruit out of it.
So this was my point to that.
Yeah.
Yeah, 100%. It's all entertainment. It's all distraction.
But it is for culture.
What we do is we take those narratives. And we say, wait a minute, there is an important conversation being had.
Facts.
You feel me? And then that's where...
But we over-intellectualize it into a state of where it just becomes pontificated.
Yeah, but that's where you take real power and be like, all right, well, who... Like, so they built out a system. And it's not a system that is impossible to duplicate and replicate now that we have so much technology and access. Right? Because they're only powerful because we give them... Right. The permission to have power over us. Right. There's no like every big artist can go independent.
Right.
Every big artist can go independent. there's a love.
I don't know how much money they can make doing it.
You could probably make more, because once you disrupt that system, I'm saying it like zoom all the way out.
Yeah.
Not immediately. But once you disrupt that system and you create, not even just creating your own, we are in a time where you can go direct to consumer.
Right.
Right? To where you can't tell me if Drake went direct to consumer, he can't sell, right, and go platinum.
Nah, this is what I love.
Kendrick can't go direct to consumer.
I love this because, first of all, right now, we're talking about Kendrick and Drake.
Which are
major label artists.
Right.
And they're doing it at a high level.
Yeah.
So I'll use this example. No matter how well we'll go race car driving. Like, you might find a guy on the block that could swerve and do everything he need to do and drive 200 miles an hour with no hands.
Yeah.
But if that he's not in Formula One or NASCAR, he's not getting to the real bat. Now, he can go take his, he can, or you can be a NASCAR driver.
Yeah.
And say, you know what? I made 20 million. I got all this. Now I'm going to go take my NASCAR. I'm going to go downtown and I'm going to just drive. A few motherfuckers going to show up. But you don't have that complex that the fans come to. So that's what the major labels will never let go of. They have this infrastructure,
right,
this game that they run, that they let drivers like Drake and Kendrick get in there and do this. And fans show up because they know it's going to be hot dogs there. The seats going to be comfortable. I can cheer. It's going to be, the masses will be there. Now, if I would say, you know, I'm going to stop driving for, you know, Formula One or NASCAR, and I'm going to go start my own race company, and I'm going to take a couple of drivers with me, that sounds good. And you might see some moderate success because you and your crew went on to start your own little car company, but it will never be the infrastructure that NASCAR and Formula One are.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.